Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalam ala sayyidin mursaleen wal imamin muttaqin wa ala alihi wa sahbi ajma'in wa man wala illa yawmiddin wa man da' bi da'watihi waj'al al aqidatu al islamiyya miqyas amaluhi. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Karim Suratul Rum Alif Lam Mim Ghulubatin Rum فأدنى الأرض وهم من بعد غلبهم سيغلبون في بضع سنين لله أمر من قبل ومن بعد ويوما إذ يفرح مؤمنون بنصر الله ينصر من يشاء وهو العزيز الرحيم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من أسبح ولم يحتم بالأمر المسلمين فليس من. الحمد لله today. الحمد لله you're tuned into another I Halakha production. Today's topic inshallah is busy with external and local politics is fard like jihad. So الحمد لله the first ayah I read was Suratul Rum, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was saying, the Roman Empire has been defeated in a land close by, but they, even after this defeat of theirs, will soon be victorious. Within a few years, with Allah is the decision in the past and in the future, on that day shall the believers rejoice. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith, as I said, whoever wakes up in the morning and does not have concern about the Muslim affairs, indeed, he said, فَلَيْسَ مِنْ he's not amongst us. Before this ayah was revealed, the Mufassir, Abi Haytim and Abi Shihab, he used to say, we heard that the mushrikeen and the Muslims at that time, they were engaged in an argument about the war, about the battle between the Romans and the Majus, i.e. the Majus, the fire worshippers, i.e. the Zoroastrians. This was even before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out in Mecca. Remember, he marched out in Mecca to proclaim, before even that time, the mushrikeen, they used to say to the Muslims, are you not witnesses through your book? The Romans indeed, who are Ahlul Kitab, i.e. they believe in Allah like you. And the Persians, the Majus, who do not believe in Allah, they won the war. How are you then coming now to tell us? Now you're coming to tell us that you will win the war over us. Then this ayah was revealed. Indeed, after a few years, as I said in the ayah, Allah said the Romans will defeat the Majus, and indeed it happened. Remember at that time also, that Sayyidina Abu Bakr used to place a bet. He used to say the Romans will win, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went with him. But the point here is, I want you to remember that at that time, at that particular time, the ayah for betting hasn't been revealed yet, so it wasn't haram. Now, let me make a recap. I want to make four points out of this, because these are clear evidences that they were engaging in the da'wah. They were busy in the da'wah. This is before Dawlat al-Islamiyya. So let me make 4 points. The first one, as I said, the Muslims were engaged in da'wah discussion locally, but something internationally, externally. That is one. Two, the ayah gave also the political analysis of the future, that the Romans will come and win over the Majus. And indeed it happened. This is a future analysis. And indeed it happened. The ayah also again, at the same time, was informing the Muslims that they will come and win over the Mushrikeen, because the Mushrikeen were saying that the Romans, how come that the Majus, who are non-believers in Allah, win over the Romans, and you now you're coming to say you want to win over us? So indeed also he was telling the Muslim, you will come indeed and win over them. And indeed by Allah it did happen. And number four now, remember also Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in one of the hadiths, remember that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying, and this is future also analysis, he said indeed in the future the Muslims will also come back and they will win over the Romans. Four things. They will come and win over the Romans. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And indeed that is yet to happen, and it will happen. Now, furthermore, let's recap on these 4 points. The Ummah will never be able to carry Islam without understanding the politics of the world. A da'wah carrier cannot carry Islam without understanding the people he wants to take Islam to. For example, if one wants to understand, one wants to discuss Islam in Britain, he has to understand their way of life. He has to understand their governments, how it works. He has to understand how they implement their laws. He has to understand how these rules affect their people. He has to understand also, further than that, the House of Commons. He has to understand the Parliament. He has to also understand where the Queen, the monarch, fits in. He has to understand that. Therefore, as I say, it is impossible to have problems without solutions. You have darkness, then you have light. That's how it works. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was concerned, if you see, very concerned about the burial of baby girls. He was concerned about slavery. He used to go to the mountains and pray. He used to go to the mountains, and what happened? The first thing he saw was light. And then he saw Gabriel. Light. He saw the solution to his problem. Today, indeed, the da'wah carrier is what? A solution provider. All he does is a solution provider. That's what he does. That's his main work. So there must be a problem, then the solution. Indeed, Islam is the solution. It's the solution to the entire problems of mankind. It is fard. Because this work of carrying Islam is fard. The reason why, because of the Sharia principle, which says, "Ma la yathimu al-wajib illa bihi fa huwa wajib." Whatever leads to wajib in itself is wajib. It is impossible to take a solution without a problem. You must understand the problem, then provide the solution. So seeking for the problem itself is now fard, because you have to seek, you have to now provide the solution, which is al-Islam. For example, contacting the people, talking to them, to understand their problem and to explain Islam, to give Islam as a solution. This is fard. This is fard. Indeed, as I say, you are a walking solution from the creator of man, life, and this universe. Now on the international scene, you must understand how to follow the political maneuvers of different states, both internally and externally. Their political plans, how they execute these plans. Besides, the relationships also between these states. This is in order to help you carry Islam and implement Islam. One must also understand how these states, they apply the carrot and they apply the stick sometimes, like in the case of Iran. Now they're applying the stick to Iran in the case of her nuclear program. Or they collaborate with her in terms of Afghanistan. This you must understand. One must clearly understand this. Also in the Muslim countries, in the Muslim world, one must also understand how they deal with us, how they view us, how they view and deal with us. Because you want to have, you must know how to respond to this and how to establish Islam. This is a must. It is fardu kifaya. You must also know how collectively they work against us. Their institutions like United Nations, the IMF, the World Bank, how they use these institutions against us. You must know this also. By default also, you must also understand also how the countries in the Muslim world, you must also understand how the countries in the Muslim world, how they help in executing this plan. For example, how Egypt is helping America in the Muslim world, and now how Qatar and Saudi Arabia is helping America in Syria and in the Muslim world. You must also understand this to help you to carry Islam and implement Islam. As I said, in the local level, one must understand the laws, the draconian laws, how they're implementing now laws that is affecting the Muslim Ummah. One must understand this clearly. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I said in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man asbaha wa lam yahtim bil amri muslimin falaysa min." He said, whoever wakes up and does not have concern amongst, I do not have concern for the affairs of the Muslims, is not amongst us. It's like a rebuke from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's almost like saying, if he says you're not amongst us, like you're not part of the Muslims. Almost like saying you're a kafir. You're not amongst us. You're not amongst the Muslimin. This is harsh. This is very harsh. If you're not concerned about the Muslims. Now, if you're sincere, for those who are really sincere, they want to really carry this da'wah, this solution, and they want to implement this solution, they want to carry this da'wah, they want to become the next superpowers of the world. They want to be the shining beacon of this world, if they want to be shining. Like I said in the ayah, Surah Al-Rum, it was a war, a battle between. I want us now to take a certain point from this, a certain concrete point from this. The Romans at that time, they were fighting with what? They were fighting with the Majus at that time. What happened at that time? They were so exhausted in the battle. They were at that time when they were fighting. Remember, it was at this kind of scenario, at this kind of time, that Medina indeed was born. Let me recap here. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took all the advantage of the situation, because at that time the superpowers, who were the Persians, would have not allowed a new state with a new system to come and establish itself. Never. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made it very clear. Remember, there was a time he was looking for Nusr in one of the tribes. A man, he said, we will give you Bay'ah, we will give you the Nasr. Only, or one exception, that we will not fight. We will not fight against the Persian. They were afraid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will fight both the green, the black, the white. Oh, it was clear that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to take this Islam to the entire world. So to allow this at that time to come would have been a no way. They would have never allowed it. But at that time, the battle, they were so exhausted, tired. Then Medina was born. Can we now take the same? Look at the scenario now that is happening in the Arab world. The Arab Spring. Can we take also the advantage of this and give us our own Medina? Can we do this? So we have to keep on watching and taking the time, just like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is how he did it. And Allah indeed, in this kind of situation, Allah, he granted them Al-Madina. Finally, I'll say that those who really want to see this solution being implemented and want this solution to be carried to the entire world, they must stand firm day in, day out. Understand the problem day in, day out, and provide the solution. They must be in the front, the very front, the vanguard, if they really are sincere in want to carry in this da'wah to the whole world. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.